from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. California survived its historic drought in large part by using groundwater. It was a lifeline in the Central Valley, where it was the only source of water for many farmers. It's the state's job to protect that groundwater, but for years, that didn't happen. The state allowed oil companies to put their wastewater into aquifers that were supposed to be safeguarded. In the first of two stories, KQED science reporter Lauren Summer tells us about someone who uncovered one of these mistakes right in his backyard.
Bill Samarin wasn't looking to start trouble. But where he lives, in California's San Joaquin Valley, there are two big employers, agriculture and oil. So criticizing them doesn't make you popular.
That doesn't set well with people around here. You're some kind of, you know, environmentalist, which isn't a very accepted thing to be around if you're a farmer out in this area.
Samarin is a farmer in Tulare County, not an environmentalist. But what he discovered about the oil industry here and the alarms he raised has turned his neighbors against him and hurt his business. We're driving through his orchards, pistachios and citrus.
These are oranges, uh-huh. Yeah.
All around here, oil wells are dotted among the trees, the steel pump jacks bobbing up and down.
From our house, we could look across and it's probably about 3/4 of a mile.
That's what got Samarin asking questions. An oil company was looking to expand its operation near his orchard. So he started reading up on it, looking at documents.
So when I looked into it further, I found out actually the biggest issue out here isn't the things that you see on top of the ground. The biggest issue out here is the wastewater and how they're getting rid of it.
Wastewater. Oil companies in California produce tons of it. Because when they pump up oil, a lot of water comes up too, usually salty water. And they get way more of that than oil. For every one barrel of oil, there are 19 barrels of water.
So they have to get rid of it somehow. And in this area here, they pump it into the ground.
To show me what that looks like, Samarin turns onto a dirt road.
Hang on.
We see a pipe going into the ground with a gauge to monitor water pressure.
That's an injector right over there, right next to those oil tanks right there.
These injection wells are the standard way oil companies put wastewater back underground. And generally, they put it pretty deep, below the usable groundwater, into aquifers that are already too salty to be drinkable. Samarin decided to look up all the wells near his orchard to see where the wastewater was going, and he couldn't believe what he found.
And I was just stunned by how close it was to groundwater.
The groundwater that Samarin uses on his crops, along with a lot of other farmers.
I just drilled a well here. We drilled down to 740 feet, and the injection wells in this area are injecting at similar depths.
Samarin started getting alarmed. He went to his regional water regulator, and here's what he learned. Groundwater that's pretty clean is off limits for oil companies. But if an aquifer has oil in it or is fairly salty, then oil companies can get permission from the state to put wastewater there. The regulators gave Samarin a map of all the land around his orchard okayed for wastewater disposal. Most people probably would have stopped there, but not Samarin. He wanted to know how close those wells were to his protected aquifer. He just needed a little help.
I think we're both curious people. Once the question's asked, kind of we want to see what the answer is.
That's Samarin's son, Alex. He works with maps for a living. So his father gave him that map of the land approved for wastewater.
So I was able to plot the coordinates of the wells on top of that. 6 out of the 7 wells did fall within the allowable aquifer.
But
one was completely outside of it.
Which meant an oil company was putting its wastewater into a protected aquifer.
We were just stunned. It was just kind of like, is this even possible that they could be taking wastewater and injecting it into drinking water? Can you, imagine that that actually occurs in California in this day and age?
Samarin decided to take it to county officials.
We will open the public hearing.
In 2014, Tulare County was considering whether to allow the oil field near Samarin to expand, and he filed an appeal against it. He wanted the county to know about the mistake, that the State Division of Oil and Gas had permitted a wastewater well it shouldn't have.
You have the PowerPoint, and you also have a letter.
Samarin put together a report for the county and went over everything he and his son had found.
Produced water associated with oil production can contain
many constituents that may endanger the environment or the public health.
After he finished, the meeting was open for comments. Burton Ellison, an oil regulator who just retired from the Division of Oil and Gas, stepped up to the microphone.
Several claims were made by the report that was presented that are not true. Every one of those wells that are injecting have went through a rigorous review. As a matter of fact, I reviewed some of them back in 2008.
The oil company responded too, submitting a statement that their wastewater didn't contaminate the aquifer because it was about as clean as the aquifer. After everyone spoke, county supervisors decided to deny Sameron's appeal and said regulating wastewater was the state's job, not theirs.
I didn't pursue any further communications with anybody with it, unfortunately, and I left it to other contacts. For instance, the State Water Board knew about it.
6 months later, those state water regulators figured out that Sameron had been right. They ordered the oil company to shut down the well he'd found. What Sameron didn't know was that this wasn't an isolated case. It was happening all over California. The Division of Oil and Gas had permitted thousands of wells where wastewater was going into protected aquifers. State water quality officials say they're looking for contamination and so far haven't found problems in any individual drinking water wells. The question is whether the larger protected aquifers have been compromised over years of these mistakes. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, Hope Lab, and the Dirk and Charlene Kabsonell Foundation.